Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, your reaction to that news.
It's heartbreaking. I'm always devastated that a treasured park like that one just really hits home, because I think of all the chances of making memories and special moments that'll be lost for those who love to visit, and the loss to the economy of all those jobs. You know, amusement parks are such a wonderful entry point for teenagers to start their careers and learn about the industry. It's sad to hear that so many will not have the opportunity to work there as they start their careers.
Do you feel the Fantasy Island closure is a sign that the small town amusement park industry is able to survive?
You know, it's an industry that ebbs and flows. We see the loss of so many small parks through history. We've lost so many. I mean, they used to be in every town, and they've slowly closed. As interest change and as the economy changes, we see those changes in entertainment. And I just hate it. I hate their closing. as we see the change in people's interest, it does. If the families aren't going out and spending that time together, then we're going to slowly lose all these small hometown parks.
And Elizabeth, one thing we did talk about earlier, the rides that prompted our earlier conversation, they're being sold off. Where likely will some of these rides end up, do you think? They'll be going to other parks?
They will go to other Apex parks, and we hope that many will be saved and purchased. A lot of parks refurbish rides so that they continue to run for years to come and let those memories keep being made. Fantasy Island has some treasured rides, and that can definitely find a new life in a new park. And that's what we see a lot of times, is that other small family-owned parks will acquire them and install them in their parks. So we'll definitely see a good number of them reappear in other places.
You mentioned the ebb and flow of the entertainment industry, amusement park industry. Could there be interest, if not right away, maybe 2, 3, 5 years down the road, for someone to buy the Fantasy Island property and try and bring it back?
You know, it's always a possibility. We've seen many amusement parks that there's owners that are interested in refurbishing it and bringing it back. We always hope that it wouldn't be too long. We would love to see a new owner come in immediately and prevent the selling off of all the rides. But it just takes the right person who's ready to run it and take on that adventure in their life.
We mentioned the rides being sold off or going to other parks in the Apex system. How much of a nostalgic attachment is there to amusement park rides like what we see at Fantasy Island and where we see at amusement parks all over the country?
Definitely. There's a huge nostalgia when it comes to amusement parks. When you're visiting an amusement park, all your senses are stimulated, so the best memories are made. You know, all the smells, the sounds, the time with your family, you remember it all. And the smallest thing can trigger it to bring back that nostalgia of craving that type of entertainment again. And there's a thrill to it. Even the fear that there is of parks and some rides bring back wonderful memories as time goes on, because you remember what you conquered. There's so much that goes into it that it creates a nostalgia like none other. But when you think about it, you can recreate that with generations to come and revisit with your kids and your grandchildren and experience the same rides again. There's just no memories like the moments that are created in parks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.